This is Mike Gerhart from Parkside Bible Church in Watertown as the Mars Hill pastor for the day. We all seem to know the story of Jonah and the great fish, but my question is, as an ordained prophet, why did Jonah run from God? Some background. Nineveh was the largest city in the world for half a century until 612 BC and central to the Assyrian Empire in Upper Mesopotamia. Its location today is modern-day northern Iraq on the outskirts of Mosul, the eastern bank of the Tigris River. The Assyrians completely ruled over the Near East and secured tribute from Israel's King Jehu. However, after crushing the Armenians, the Assyrians suffered a temporary decline because of internal dissension. Nineveh is first mentioned in Genesis 10, where Nimrod built several cities, including Nineveh. In Jonah's day, Nineveh was the capital of one of the cruelest, idolatrous, vilest, and powerful empires in history. The temple of Ishtar, the goddess of love and war, was there, along with many other gods, like Nabu, worshipped as a scribe and keeper of the tablets of destiny, and Asher, another relative to Moloch. Asher had the power to grant or remove kings. Several inscriptions found describe the brutality of the kings of Nineveh. One wrote, "I stormed the mountain peaks and slaughtered them. With their blood I dyed the mountain red like wool. The heads of the warriors I cut off and formed them into a pillar over their city. Their young men and maidens I burned in the fire." Wow, they were very, very brutal. Maybe Amos's prediction that the Syrians would destroy Israel and take them captive made Jonah fearful and run from his commission to preach. Also, Jonah hated the people of Nineveh for their idolatry and cruelty. He may have thought, "I can't even think of preaching repentance to such a people." Have you ever thought that some neighbors or some from a certain political party or pagan religious group are so far into their sin that you wouldn't waste your time speaking the grace and the love of Jesus to them? Maybe you are fearful of what they may think of you or even do to you. God is calling us to be witnesses to everyone on our path of life. Think about it. Until next time, this is Mike Gerhart from Parkside Bible Church. Hope in your life is a faith-filled adventure.